We live rent free. That's right.
Free.
Every single Wednesday, as you just said, rentfree1310@gmail.com is the email address. If you have something that just won't leave your mind, share it with us. Doesn't have to even be ticket related.
Nah.
Plenty of things are from our good P1s. I just want to know what's driving our P1s insane. And let's start off with P1 John, who emails in last month. He says, "This happens often because it's a common etc. sentence ender or something, but I always hear generic youth minister voice when someone says, or something.
Something."
Which, for me, I don't know how you feel about it. I think top three, top five, 840 character, because, you know, Gordo's dad being a pastor,
yeah,
it just feels like he knew who the generic youth minister was growing up.
It's spot on.
It's awesome.
If you grew up going to church and you went to Sunday school, you were in youth, you knew someone like that's a cartoonized version of it, but it's
yes,
it's very spot on. It's Righteous Gemstones. It was there before the show. It's
exactly
great.
He also says, and every time I hear someone say pants, it's definitely an EA voice. These are my two rent frees, gentlemen. Love, John in Kansas City.
All right.
And Justin, do we need to investigate the pants drop at even further length?
Yeah, I think it's worth, you know, the drop itself, just where he goes pants, golf pants, is still funny. But when I went to find the context of it again, I think the full 30 seconds leading up to it is worth replaying. Because remember, he's talking about winning last year's April Fool's Open.
Winning?
Winning. And EA is nothing if not confident in himself.
And humble.
And also humble at the same time.
Keep safety in the back of his mind.
And so this is the lead up to pants.
They're going to say, no, it's not going to happen.
There is a chance that they...
But I'm telling you right
last.
Now, Creighton.
Oh. Yeah, I agree.
Look at my face. Look at my face right now.
I'm looking at...
Look at my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm winning this thing.
Hit the ball. We're good.
That's right. Let's do it. I got the club, I got the golf ball, and it's gonna be hit.
You have the Romo jersey.
I will be wearing my Romo jersey with this time pants.
We'll be ready.
Golf pants.
Yeah.
Yes, with the golf pants. I think that
we've got golf ball.
Man, so much fire.
That's an amazing Creighton to start.
A great EA.
Creighton. Creighton.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever heard EA that fired up?
Yes, many times.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, his pump-up speeches are iconic.
That's why the Stars got knocked out. We didn't get an EA speech.
Damn.
What the hell?
Let's go!
What are we doing, EA?
That's on us. Well, thank you for that, John. Let's move on to Alan.
Creighton!
And this is one of my favorite, like, email messages. He says, two Mickey drops and a tongue-depressor DJ. How you boys doing? I'm fine. Two rent-free items stem from a couple of Mickey drops. Of course, Mickey Spagnuolo, mm-hmm, Cowboys writer. Anytime someone says, appreciate you joining us, I think of Mickey signing off the Blue Sky broadcast for Cowboys preseason several years ago when his wheels fall off and he says, you guys, and ultimately signs off by saying something like, next time on Dallas Cowboys. Very unsure of himself. And of course, Mickey makes me think of how I can hear the word city without hearing Mickey say the word city. Do we have any of that, Ham?
The NFL has implemented a no bag and purse. Almost time for kickoff here at Cowboys Stadium. Cowboys and the Dolphins in the fourth and final preseason game. And you know, it's always almost time for kickoff when these boxes come rolling in that shoot the flames up into the air right before kickoff. And hopefully I don't get singed. Okay, so it's time for Cowboys Dolphins here in preseason game number four. Appreciate you guys joining us. I'm Mickey Spagnuolo, and you guys get ready for Cowboys Dolphins here on Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys presentation of
what happened? Why is he talking like
awesome.
That?
Awesome. That wasn't just one broadcast.
Man.
It's from a few.
Flame shooting up into the air. Hope I don't get singed here.
Oh, Mikaru. All right, and also Alan says, also, I still expect to hear Tongue Depressor DJ finish the line at the hop by Danny and the Juniors. So let's hear the Tongue Depressor of DJ.
Oh, my God.
And I guess when he hears this song, he just wants Tongue Depressor DJ to fall right in.
Okay. Yeah, we can make that work. When the band starts spinning, you chill it. So when you're chicken at the hop, do the dance and say, so 50s. Let's go to the hop. Maybe we can add this to the greatest hits of DJ, where he's doing Bowie, he's doing the hop. For 1995, you can get this complete album right now. DJ only does songs about baseball.
That's true, yeah. Well, maybe it was
about baseball.
Maybe it was a bad hop or a short hop.
I just love
bad hop.
I just love because it sounds like you're going, all right, Mr. Ringenberg, open up wide. Tongue out. There we go. Thank you.
Sorry, you got a cavity.
Let me look at your tonsils real quick. Oh, funny.
I'm glad he really likes that drop, though.
Alan also says,
plays along.
Yeah, he loves it.
This is one of his favorite segments. Thank you so much, Alan.
Good dude.
Let's go to Dominic. P1 Dominic says, what is up, sweet spot? I grew up in Flower Mound. Insert Danny Flower Mound drop here. But currently live in the great city of Denver. The Colorado Rockies drop has been and will mostly remain living rent-free until I move back to God's country. Can y'all share the origin story of that drop? Now, of course, anytime we reference the Rockies, we have the famous Jeopardy contestant, Anupama, talk just wild sports stab in the dark, and she says Colorado Rocky. And this is full context, Ham? Okay, here we go.
NFL teams 400.
Wide receiver Michael Irvin. Played for the Dallas Cowboys. Less than a minute.
Running mate.
Good.
NFL teams 2.
Defensive tackle Mean Joe Green. Played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yvonne.
NFL team 6.
Running back Marcus Allen. Anupama.
What is Colorado Rockies?
No, sorry. Dennis or Yvonne? Who are the Los Angeles Raiders?
And it's funny how
we'll go over for the category.
We'll take viral clips because this was around. This was on YouTube, and it feels like more of a ticket drop. Like people in Colorado, if they're going to a Colorado Rockies game,
Colorado Rockies,
they probably don't even know about this. But people in the Metroplex. We say Colorado Rockies because you hear it on the station so much.
I just hope Anupama's doing all right.
I bet she's doing okay. Let's Google Ole Anupama.
I don't know if we can find her. Or if she has
There's a movie called Anupama or a drama series.
I hope it's a Rockies biopic. That'd be great.
No, sorry.
Just why was that the only sports team she could think of?
I don't know.
Colorado Rocky?
Maybe she knew they set the single season attendance record in 1993. She was ready
for
that
one. Walker's wife, isn't it?
No.
Anupama Walker?
That would be funny. All right, let's go to Kelly. Great. Sweet Kelly emails in, I am a day one, hour one P1. I am quickly approaching 70. I have taken up bicycle riding for fitness. Every time, and I mean every time, I begin a ride, Queen's Bicycle plays over and over in my head. I guess the song is preferable than the voices that I normally hear inside my brain. I really enjoy the sweet spot and wish you much success, Kelly. And I believe there was I don't know if this was a junior bicycle race back in the day, but we ran promos featuring the Queen song Bicycle. And this is a drop, I believe. Thanks.
Bicycle. Yep. Yeah. And I remember that was a drop Groobs loved to play. Mm-hmm. Because on Grego's last day here, and if you listen to the next segment, he's just playing that drop I don't know, 50 times in a 5-minute span over and just, I think they were giving away a bicycle at the remote that day or something. Okay. I don't really know. But yeah, that was a big one.
So this is from Chencho, who emails Chencho. Often. Says, I sent this to the bird box or whatever it's called, and they didn't read it.
The birdhouse.
Birdhouse, Wednesdays, 11:30 on the invasion. Ever since Dak came on the invasion at the compound, the guys started to make fun of Dak's pre-snap cadence and him saying ticket drops. I started to wonder, why doesn't he say things like Campbell soup or sleep number, etc.? Seems like it would be an easy cash grab for those sponsors. Can't stop thinking of quarterbacks around the league doing this.
That's pretty brilliant.
That's not a bad idea. You could get a little extra scratch for just, you know, calling an audible at the line.
That's Idiocracy sounding.
It really is.
Carl's Jr. guy.
It definitely is.
It's even smarter Starbucks. To come up with your own thing, like with Peyton Manning with Omaha, and then he just trade, like that's his company now, is Omaha Productions, yep, or whatever it is.
Puppy monkey baby.
So Dak could, if he wanted to just capitalize off of, yeah, here we go, and make it his own thing, trademark it, have nobody else be able to say it.
I would love to have Puppy Monkey Baby be...
Puppy Monkey Baby.
Puppy Monkey Baby. A Puppy Monkey Baby. Puppy Monkey Baby. Puppy Monkey Baby.
Ham's favorite commercial of all time.
Yeah. P1 Taylor says, sweet spot, as Cowboys OTAs roll on, I'm reminded of one of my favorite Cowboys interviews turned ticket drop. I don't remember who it was, maybe Pac-Man, when he was asked why he wasn't participating in voluntary OTAs and responded simply, what do voluntary mean? Therefore, anytime I hear the word voluntary in the wild or when it comes up in conversation, my natural response is, what do voluntary mean? Can someone please play this drop and help me out with who said this?
Troy Hambrick?
Thank you for what you do to your bodies. Still real to me, damn it. P1 Taylor and Denton. And you're close. It's actually Darren Hambrick.
Ah, the other Hambrick. Okay.
We fine. We don't have no problem. I missed the voluntary camp. What do voluntary mean? Okay, then. So why y'all making a big issue about it?
I mean, he's right. And what do voluntary mean? It means you don't have to be there.
That was a big Norm bingo card, because he loved to reference Darren Hambrick's what do voluntary mean.
Yeah, and I'll say what do mandatory mean every now and then. I said that this week. Voluntary and mandatory. What do voluntary mean?
So
great
P1,
drop.
P1 Scott, our last one here.
And how's his sister?
Doesn't have a
bingo
sister.
Card.
I don't think he didn't say here in the email.
Doesn't have a sister.
This is very close to home because I know you just finished Gemstones.
Oh, yes. The perfect show. It's a perfect show. It's awesome.
And
make you laugh, make you cry, all of it.
Scott says, I can't get the Misbehaving song from the Righteous Gemstones out of my head, especially the part when Baby Billy says, running through the house with a pickle in my mouth. P1, the Knicks, Scott Nixon. We're going to sing and we're going to dance! This is season one, I believe.
Early on, yeah. R.I.P. Amy Lee. This is just a great song. Like, it's funny, but it's just good. Running through the house with a pickle in my mouth. Laying in the
street, look at me outside of waving. Just two little kids outside misbehaving. So what did you think of Tingus, since you just made season four?
It's awesome. I love how Walton Goggins fires the team playing Tingus, and he's just Tingus, and he's doing cocaine.
Only he.
All right, so who do we think, because we've all seen the show, who's the MVP of Righteous Gemstones? It's such a... The BJ. Cast is so well-rounded. BJ, good.
I think the interplay between Judy and BJ throughout the entire series, to me, like the Outback scene, I will literally go back on YouTube and watch that once a week, because it is just perfection.
She is... I love the subtle humor. And I was telling you about the scene where they go over to Kelvin's house and she's there and he's like, what are you doing here? I'm merely taking an S. I'm like, nobody has ever said that before. Oh, great show.
Right,
I'm going to miss it.
There's Rent Free again this week. We will do this every Wednesday. So if you want to add to the conversation, please do. Rentfree1310@gmail.com.